Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I think they got to call that a good goal, but yeah. I've been wrong on these before.
After review was determined, the play was offside. There is no...
It's the bane of my existence this year. This is what the game's about right now. Okay, fine, you win. I'm done.
Dale Arnold.
Women have more ACL tears than men do. It has to do with menstrual cycle and everything else.
What now?
Rich Keefe.
It's total. We're not going to London. We're not going anywhere.
Heartfelt goodness. Middays.
Don't bleep and sugarcoat this, Arnold.
Wow. What's purging? How do you say it?
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I had a whole plan for how I was going to start the show and what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, what happened to that plan?
Mike Francesa.
Yep, torched it.
What the hell was that?
Yeah.
Well, I guess women have more menstrual cycles than
men. They suffer torn ACLs because of that?
Well, I guess they'll.
I think he's actually kind of in the neighborhood, though. There is something about women and like every woman athlete you've ever met has ripped their MCL at some point.
I've got to hear this whole thing in context. Now I'm off the rails.
There's something there. I don't want to say he's completely wrong.
Till I hear Francesa explain this to me.
Yeah. So O'Brien, women have more ACL tears than men do.
Yeah, Dr. Kodasko, I don't need to, give a pub, but he did a fabulous job.
Yeah,
and
good.
But the women are built. They're built differently. Their hips and it's just. I read a whole article.
Also, it has to do with menstrual cycle and everything else too. They feel and they have. Women have They have 6-to-1 surgical knees to men in college. 6-to-1.
No. I don't think you'd have to ask.
If the left knee with their bodies are built differently, because of the hips and the angle of the knee.
I think it is a knee angle. I think I'm trying to look it up quickly.
So there's really probably nothing
they're
to
more
do with
turned
the
in.
No, it's got nothing to do with that at all.
But they
wait a minute. New York's not going to get the benefit of that every day from now on.
No, they aren't. They aren't. But again, women do suffer more ACL, MCL injuries than men do.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Because I could see genetics, right? Guys are bigger,
it is,
stronger.
It's the way that they're... Yeah, but he really took it to another level. He added
added
a little bit more than needed to be there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Very
he knows something that we don't know.
He's losing it. Now all he's talking about now is farts and menstrual cycles. So... Where do you go from there?
I don't know how he deprives the city of New York of
I guess you can only go down.
Five fun-filled hours of that every day.
Well, I'll have to look for his
podcast. Mike Francesa appears to fought while ripping Adam Gase.
So we'll have to...
It's pretty impressive, though, to rip Adam Gase and fought at the same time.
Yeah. Same thing?
They both stink, so...
Good Lord. So anyway,
yes.
The National Hockey League, the organization that could freak up a one-car funeral, has somehow found a way... to try to screw this game up even more. Last night in the NHL, I believe it was the Dallas game. I may be off because I watched the replay. They went to a video replay of a goal, and they determined that even though the player preceded the puck into the zone, he had possession, so they did not call it offside, and they allowed the goal.
What the hell
do they think happened in Montreal last night with Charlie Coyle?
I don't know. I am glad, though, that they took a good amount of time to try to figure that out, though.
Right.
That's one of my favorite parts of these replays. That's one of my favorite parts of the replay.
I know
let's all huddle up here.
I had this whole replay rant a week or two ago, and I'm really ready to get rid of replay in every sport, in every instance, other than did the ball go fair or foul? I mean, I've had it with this crap. The National Hockey League, the whole idea of this rule, well, Bruce Cassidy was talking last night after the game, and the whole idea of the replay rule, and Cassidy hit the nail on the head, what you saw last night was not what they were looking for.
No, you could argue it was possession play. Listen, my beef with that, some are going to go your way, some not. Ours are not going our way lately, but I assume that they will straighten out over the course of time, but The rule was put in place specifically for egregious. So they're over there for 3 minutes. You think, well, you know, what is the purpose of this rule? You know, either you find something or you don't. 3 minutes. So now you're looking for something for it to be offside. So, you know it's going to go the other way, and it did. So that's where my beef comes from, the intent of the rule. You always want to get it right, but, there was kind of a change this summer, punishing the coaches if they got it wrong for this reason. They didn't want three-minute reviews. So anyway, it was a big part of the game. Didn't go our way, so that's the way it goes some nights.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, but it's not replay's fault. It's the
rules.
It is
exactly replay's fault.
No, it's the rule. They need to toss the rule. Just say offsides is not reviewable. Done.
It's not replay's fault. You spent 3 minutes looking at this play. Yeah. And as Bruce said, you were looking for something. And by the way, they completely ignored
frame by frame.
They completely ignored the fact that he had possession. I was just showing it to Rich in the office.
Yeah, it's the back skate.
The pass was behind him a little bit. He went, reached back with his right skate, kicked it ahead to kick it onto his left skate or his stick blade with possession.
So is possession, all you have to do is be touching the puck?
You can go into the zone before the puck, and they called this in another game last night.
Right.
As long as they say you've got possession.
But that's what I'm
saying.
What's the possession rule, right? Does possession have to be...
It doesn't have to be on your stick at that moment.
So,
no.
Okay, so all you got to be doing is touching the puck in some way, whether it's with
your
skate.
You're making a play.
Right.
He was clearly kicking it ahead to make the play.
So it's not the replay. It's the rules that they have that it seems like they're having an issue with. So
this one's brutal.
Right, if it's a possession rule, then clearly he has possession and it shouldn't be offsides.
Yeah, and then so that's them getting it wrong. So not only is the replay ridiculous that you can go... Now, this one wasn't as egregious as the one that we talked about a week ago where it was like 50 seconds later or whatever it was. This wasn't that, but at the same time, just to be like, hey, you know what, check the offsides thing. And then you go and you huddle up for 3 minutes and then you get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's not... replay fault. What are they getting wrong?
See, that's what
they didn't realize that he had possession. So then they ended up calling it offside.
Well, they ignored the fact that he had possession. What they were looking for was offside. And by the way, if you do freeze frame by frame, his skate preceded the puck into the zone by maybe a quarter of an inch.
Right. And so that's what we're doing now. And that's why you're just wasting everybody's time by staring at that over and over again. This really is deja vu to the pass interference stuff in the NFL, because we've been talking about that and how that rule is in place because you want to make sure that the most egregious penalty doesn't get missed. You don't want Rams and Saints to get ever missed again. But then you throw that rule in and now coaches are like, well, that looked like pass interference to me. And you're like, no, that's not what we're talking about. And same with offsides.
Right.
Oh, that might have been offsides. Like, well, was it though?
Yeah, but
do we have to slow it down?
They tried to make it harsher for NHL coaches this year. If you challenge it and you get it wrong, you get a delay of game penalty.
Yes.
So they tried to make sure that don't just toss it out there
to take
a timeout here.
Right.
You better be right. Now, Claude, I think, was sweating it a little bit there.
Yeah, and teams will still do it, and we've watched throughout the year. Teams will still do it because they'll say, all right, is this worth it? Like, I know we're going to have to, kill a penalty here, but such a big swing in momentum. I mean, last night's a prime example of it. I mean, Bruins probably win the game
No, they probably don't.
You don't think so?
Because Tuka Rask was horrible last night.
They went out 5-4, though, at that point.
It
would have put them up 5-4.
Maybe they at least get a point.
Tuka Rask picked the worst night to have a bad game for the first time since, like, last March.
Something about Montreal.
He hadn't lost up there in, like, 5 years.
No, but his numbers compared to other places aren't as good.
Yeah, but he had a bad game. That's Yeah.
He was terrible.
Doesn't this go now back to like in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
They figured out the pass interference rule, and now the rule is that you really have to impede that player's path for him to catch the football. So the NHL is the one with the problem here because they haven't clarified. Shouldn't the coach say, okay, our guy had possession, so that's why
you don't get to argue. You don't get to play to state your case.
Yeah,
they're
just take
over
a look
on the other
it,
side
then,
of the ice. They're staring at their iPad, at their Microsoft Surface or whatever the hell. And by the way, they could stare all they want. They're not even making the call. Toronto's war room is making the call. So they're looking at it and they're saying, "Yep, offside. Good goal." They don't go over to Cassidy and he gets to say, well, wait a minute, what about possession? No, right. Doesn't matter.
Well, then, see, that's the NHL's fault, because in the NFL, when you throw the red flag, you as a coach can say, we want to challenge that his knee was down or he had 2 feet
in
bounds.
Cassidy wasn't challenging.
No. But
Claude was challenging. All he wanted was offside.
Right.
The Bruins don't get to say anything.
But you as the opposing coach have the ability, the right to say.
No, you don't.
That's the problem with the NHL. It's the NHL and their rules. Their rules are all backwards.
I just think that one needs to be tossed because if there's a little bit of human error on an offside, then I think so be it. Mm-hmm. I hate how you can go back, especially when it's, you know, so long after the fact. But even something like that, it's such a bang bang play. And aren't you trying to get more scoring going in the NHL? Don't you want more scoring?
Yeah, but Rich, don't you think the rule has to be simplified then?
I think you could just toss it. I think toss
the whole
that
idea
rule.
of slowing it down just frame by frame to see if the puck was 1/8 of an inch offside.
Reviewing offside should be out. I don't need any like caveat on it. I would just get rid of it. I am not.
Yeah, but what if a guy's clearly offside?
Well, then hopefully they get the call right on the ice, and if they don't, then so be it.
And the linesman get it right more often than not anyway.
Right.
The linesman was in the exact right spot and did not call it offside. Now, you don't get to talk to them, so I don't know this. My guess is he didn't call it offside because Coyle had possession.
Right.
It's not an offside play.
So then that's simple. That should be the number one thing. An offside can't occur if a player has possession of the puck.
That rule is clear.
Not last night to the refs.
So it's not clear if the officials...
No, the rule is very clear. They screwed up.
Yeah.
Why is that so hard for you to understand, Wiggy?
Because
they screwed up.
But then your beef is with the replay ref, not the replay itself.
Right.
No, the rule is clear.
Right.
The replay is ridiculous.
No, but if the rule is clear, that wasn't clear to those guys last night.
No, it is clear. They ignored it.
But how did they screw it?
So how did they ignore it?
Well, then that's on them, then. That's not on the replay at all.
So wait a second. You think they just completely said, we're ignoring the fact that he has possession.
I get an email whenever they review plays for the Bruins. Mm-hmm. I get an email from the NHL. Anybody who's part of the broadcasters gets an email. They talked about this replay. Never brought up possession of the puck in the replay.
Yeah.
All they talked about was the skate preceded the puck into the offensive zone. That's all they talked about. They never wanted to look at it.
But then that's bad officials.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So arguing the same point. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with the replay.
It's all about the officials.
I would go one step further and just say get rid of this replay, because I feel like every week there's an example just from Bruins games, let alone the other 30 teams that are playing. I would say that you get rid of this rule. You simplify things. Yeah, you're going to miss one every now and again. A guy's going to be offside and score a goal. But, oh, God, another goal? Like, what a horrible thing for the NHL to have more goals being scored.
The Bruins have played 15 games this year. They've had 5 goals disallowed.
Yeah.
4 for offside, mm-hmm. 1 for goaltender interference.
Wasn't 2 against Colorado?
Their other regulation loss, Colorado, they had 2 goals disallowed.
Right.
That was the goaltender interference call against Krejci and an offside play. 5 goals in 15 games that have been wiped off the boards. Mm-hmm. That's a good plan, NHL. Let's make sure we take scoring away from the league.
Yeah, so then...
And by the way, the fans sitting in the building, the fans watching on TV... They love those big pregnant pauses where we're all just sitting around staring at each other.
Well, then it goes back to your original point, Rich, which is it's not the replay, it's the replay officials who don't know the rules or can't decipher between what the rule. If the rule is that clear, there's got
to
be some dude in that replay room that goes, hey, wait a second, he has possession
of the puck. It was like the play in the World Series that we were talking about. Like, I don't need a bunch of guys looking at a replay if they don't know the rules, because then you're never going to get it right. And what's the point?
In this case, the officials on the ice screwed it up too, because when they go to talk to Toronto, they can simply say, "We thought he had possession."
Okay.
Then it's over.
Yeah, right.
They didn't do that.
Right.
No, they didn't.
Screwed up,
because that's
and then
the other
Toronto
thing.
Let the screw up compound. Because, well, they didn't say he had possession,
because
so
they
we're
really,
not going
to
look
really
for it.
They really should. When you do go to replay, and you're already saying we're going to take this amount of break in the action because we're going to take a look at the replay, just like in the NFL, they also can look at other things. So they could say, all right, was that...
His knee was down
before
he fumbled.
Okay, so now we can also go back to the replay and realize that the ball is on the 50-yard line.
Right.
So you can change a couple of things. So, and that's the case of, was he offsides? Like... Well, he would have been offside if he didn't have possession, but turns out he had possession. So there you go. You're allowed to look at more than one thing.
Right, and that's the purpose of the replay and the replay officials, who should know every single rule. Oh, hey, they didn't call it on the ice, or maybe they didn't notice it because it's happened so quick, but this goal stands because he does have possession right. of it. We're clearly looking at it. And so now the officials on the ice can get that from people in Toronto yeah. and go tell Claude, hey, listen, he had possession, so therefore it's no longer offsides.
The whole thing is broken. The whole offside replay situation is broken. It's bad for the game. I don't like it. And by the way, I didn't like it when they were taking goals away from other teams against the Bruins either. I hate the way this thing is. Oh, let's stop. Let's let Toronto look at it frame by frame and inch by inch. And I know they scored 50 seconds after he went offside, but we got to take that goal back. We got to wind the clock back.
But it's really not broken. Joke. What's broken
Will
is...
Will you stop defending him? It's broken.
No. What's broken is the replay officials that are in Toronto that don't know the rules.
No, Wiggy, the referee on the ice has to call he had possession.
Why does that matter? It's like we talked about...
Because then it's over. He says to the replay
guy... Why can't they see it and say, well, it doesn't matter if he was offside because
the referee on the ice screwed it up.
Right.
Well, but he already has to tell them. But he already screwed it up is the point.
Right.
The linesman...
They already screwed it up.
I don't know how you could say screwed it up when you look at the margin. I mean, anybody...
Well, no, but I mean, the fact that you're going to replay, there is 50-50 that he screwed up, I guess is my point.
Right.
Like, you're already not sure, so let's take a look at it. So now get the whole thing right.
But the Toronto replay officials should be able to...
To overrule everything.
They should be able to make up for any mistake that he made. It's very simple. If the guy on the field says, oh, okay, it's a fumble, now they go back to replay and they go, wait a second, his knee was down before he fumbled the football. It's the same thing. Yeah. You're there in Toronto or in the replay booth to help out the guys.
Yes, Toronto could have said to the referee, hey, listen, he was in early, but he had possession.
Right, so
that's what they should have done.
But if
everybody screwed up. It's okay to say it wasn't one or the other.
No, but I'm fine with a guy on the ice maybe screwing up because it happened so quick. Once it gets back to the replay officials in Toronto.
Yeah, that's their job.
That's where the issue is. The issue isn't replay. It's those officials in there who don't understand the rules.
Yeah. You can technically skate backwards into the offensive zone. With the puck, you can skate backwards in.
Right.
And that was the Dallas goal last night where he kind of was skating backwards, clearly 2 feet into the zone before the puck. But he had possession.
But you have
it's
the puck.
Allowed.
So you don't have to, the puck doesn't have to lead you into the zone is the point.
No.
As long as you have possession of the puck, now all we got to know what the rule, now I don't know, what is the rule in the NHL that determines a player having possession?
There's not a rule. It's just you have possession.
Do you have it at all?
It doesn't say if the puck is on your stick. It's if you have possession of the puck. That can mean a lot of different things.
And so,
Charlie Coyle's case, he kicked the puck clearly ahead between his legs to his other skater, to his stick, to keep possession of the puck.
So I guess my question would be, do you think possession is the same for every official? Because it should be, right? Like, that's the thing is, I don't know, because some might say, well, like he was kicking the puck, but you know, he didn't really control it.
It's like in basketball, if you dive out of bounds and you knock it in, you really don't have possession of it just because you knocked it back in. Possession, that's why I said,
did he make a hockey play?
Right.
or is
if the puck is on your skates and you're making a kicking motion, that's considered possession.
And here's the other part of the offside rule and the offside replay rule. And it's a piddly little thing, but it has always driven me nuts. If the linesman screws up the call, calls the play offside when it is clearly onside, nothing you can do. Hey, sorry, it happens. Human beings make mistakes. You can't go back and unring the bell. We can't change that.
But that's the replay's for.
But you can't go back. He called it offside. He blew the whistle. He stopped the play. You can't go back and restart the play.
All right. So it's like blowing the whistle for forward progress in football.
So you can't fix it.
You can't do nothing with that.
So the only thing you can do is take a play away.
Right.
Then the replay rule doesn't make any sense to me if that's the only thing you're using it for.
Right, but I think you're caught on the replay itself.
I'm caught on the entire process.
Well, it's not the process. It's the people that are overlooking the process that are screwing up.
I'm talking about standing around for 3 minutes.
While they look at stuff.
But isn't that the process?
Isn't the process being drawn out because of the people?
Yeah, and if they're inept at it, then it is. But I still think for that one specific thing, get rid of it altogether. whether they get every single call right or not.
But you don't have to get rid of it because now you run into a problem.
Just the no. I don't think you do. I'm not saying get rid of replay. I'm saying get rid of offsides replay. Only that part.
Right.
Get
but
rid of
you
it.
Can run into a problem where a guy is offsides and the linesman will miss it on the ice.
But I feel they don't really miss him that bad. And if it's a skate over, come on.
Yeah, but why can't you just get it right in Toronto?
But you're still delaying the game to do it.
They should have literally delayed that game a minute and a half because Toronto should have said he has possession of it.
No, they were so desperate to find it offside. We got another
they
camera
were
angle.
Searching for
we got to look for. Oh, right. Oh, look at this view.
Yep.
Well, then that's the
Montreal typical.
Yeah, that's the Toronto officials. They need to do away with all those guys and get new ones in there.
Former Bruins goaltender, my Nesson colleague Andrew Raycroft, will join us at about 10:45. We'll get his thoughts on what he saw last night. We'll get to the calls with you guys in just a couple of minutes. We got a bunch of other things we're going to get to throughout the course of the day. Jermaine Wiggins is in the house with us. We're going to talk Celtics today. As you sit here this morning, the Patriots, Celtics, and Bruins are all in first place in their respective conferences.
Pretty good.
And the Celtics are tied with the Lakers for the best record in the NBA.
My Lakers show, man. My Lakers got to get.
They're good.
They're playing good, though.
LeBron's got a bunch of triple-doubles in a row now.
Three in a row.
Yeah.
We'll get to all of that as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.